Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 94, titled Don't Adjust Your Life. And excited to have the opportunity to share some more thoughts with you and drop another podcast. And hope you can find something beneficial and edifying or entertaining, from the podcast today. So in conversations with other people, I've noticed a lot that people tend to respond with just in the as part of their sentence and replies to certain things. So for example, you might ask someone, hey, what do you do for your job? And the person replies, well, I just work at the meatpacking plant. Or you ask someone, hey, what do you do for employment? And the person says, I just stay home with the kids. Or another question is, hey, what are you doing in your life right now? And the person says, I'm just going to school. Recently, I heard somebody say, I'm just a janitor at the high school. And, or I've also heard people say, I just work part-time. So that just word is an interesting word in those responses because it almost suggests like they're not satisfied with what answer they're giving, and it's inferior to what they could be doing and possibly not good enough, meaning they just stay at home with the kids, meaning that that's an insignificant job and it's not enough and they should be doing more. Or they just work as a janitor, meaning like they should have a better job or it's an inferior job to others. And what I would suggest is that we try to kind of, if we do this, that we stop doing it. Because if you're a stay-at-home parent, or you work as a janitor, or you work at a meatpacking plant, or you're working part-time, or you're a student and choosing not to work at that time, there's nothing inferior or problematic or anything at all wrong with any of those scenarios. They're all noble, good positions to be in, depending on what stage of life you're in. For example, if you're able to be a full-time student and you don't have to work full-time or even part-time, and you choose to focus on your college work and your studies, what is wrong with that? If you choose to work part-time because that's enough for you, what is wrong with that? If you choose to not have a job or a career and you choose to be a full-time parent who stays home and nurtures and cares for his or her kids, what is wrong with that? My position would be nothing is wrong with any of those things. So I want you to step back, think about your life and kind of what you're living. And if the just part is because you truly feel that way, then fine. Maybe it's a sign that it's time to look for a different job or it's time to add more to your life. However, if it's just something that we say because society has told us to say that, or because we're feeling inferior based on the person with whom we're talking or something along those lines, then I would challenge us to not do that and be comfortable and confident standing on our own two feet and saying, I have the privilege and I love staying home with my kids. It's an awesome opportunity to raise them, teach them, and have fun with them and nurture them and be there for them. Or I love being a janitor at the school. It's an awesome opportunity to interact with the youth from this area and to keep their environment beautiful and clean so that they can have a wonderful learning environment. So I think there are many professions out there that people have that feel like are inferior, and I would suggest that they're not inferior. Most professions out there provide a really important piece to our economy and our society and how things roll. Whether it be a car salesman helping us get into the car we need, or a janitor, or a meatpacking plant employee, or someone who sells flowers, or someone who cleans the streets or picks up the trash. These are all important pieces of our society that help us function and provide service for us. So My challenge to you today is don't just your life. So moving on to a little bit of a different topic here for a second, I want to read a quote from Jose Maria Escrivia, who is a Spanish saint. He said, "He who has most, who needs least, don't create needs for yourself," which prompted the satisfaction formula, which is what you have divided by what you want. And so I'm going to read a paragraph out of this book that I recently read called From Strength to Strength. So satisfaction equals what you have divided by what you want. Your satisfaction is what you have divided by what you want. Notice the difference from earlier equations. All of the evolutionary and biological formulas focus on the numerator of our haves. If you are unsatisfied in life, that's what you most likely have been doing all these years. But that ignores the denominator of the equation, the wants. As you increase your haves without managing your wants will proliferate and sprawl. You can easily be less and less satisfied as you move up the success ladder, because your wants will always outstrip your haves. And when they do, your satisfaction will fall. I have seen this hundreds of times. Someone sees tremendous material success, but feels less and less satisfied the richer and more famous she gets. The Mercedes brings her less satisfaction at age 50 than the Chevy did at age 30. Why? Because now she wants a Ferrari. She doesn't even know what's going on. She always just gets back on the treadmill and starts running, running, running. That's the end of the quote from the book. And I really like this because it really goes to prove that no matter kind of what station in life we're at, if we don't manage our wants, it can really impact our happiness and get in the way of us enjoying life. So one thing that we need to keep in mind that we've talked about before is not worrying about keeping up with the Joneses, not worrying about trying to create an image so that people respect us or view us differently. And that when we are able to get a pay increase or an inheritance or extra money, that we learn to manage those wants and really enjoy the things we have. Because if we don't keep that in check, we will never be satisfied. And we see this with some people who start to live a very extravagant lifestyle because they've fallen into a lot of money or they've earned a lot of money through a big paycheck. A lot of pro athletes, especially NBA and NFL players, will make tens of millions of dollars in their career and be without a penny 5 years after retirement, where really, if they were to invest half of their income or a tenth of their income, they would be set for life as well as several generations after them. But it all has to do with managing our wants. So that's something to think about. Another quick topic I wanted to touch on today was, so we have, our middle son is getting ready to get his wisdom teeth out. And we contacted a local person in our community, and the estimate was $1,980 for 4 wisdom teeth to be removed. And then we found out from a friend of mine about a program where a dentist who specializes in wisdom teeth extraction teaches other dentists how to do it. And if you are a patient during this observation and teaching time, you can get your wisdom teeth removed for a fairly significant discount, like $250 total. So we contacted this doctor about this to see if we would qualify. Unfortunately, since this son of mine has he's the one who had the brain aneurysm and the stroke due to his medical history, he did not qualify for that. However, we were still able to get him signed up with that doctor. It's not for the students, but just a regular surgery for $800 instead of $1,980. So about half the cost. Yes, we'll have to drive an hour and 40 minutes to the appointment instead of 5 minutes, but it's going to save us over $1,000 to do that. So it just reminded me that it's good to ask around to friends, maybe post a question on Facebook, and find out kind of details on things like this instead of just taking the convenient or easy option or whatever is right in front of you that's maybe being pitched to you or just you've heard about. Because I did ask on Facebook for recommendations, and I got this doctor who was going to charge us $1,900, and I'm sure he does a great job, but at the same time, I'm really excited that we get to save $1,000 and not go to him, to a doctor who has great reviews and does a fantastic job. So just a reminder to take a minute to explore options on costs, especially high price things that we're going to do or buy. And that is what I have prepared for you guys today. A little bit of a shorter podcast. Hope you guys all have a great couple weeks, and I'll see you next time. And remember, the simple life is a good life.